All right, guys, welcome back. Going into the second hour here of Roleplay Swan Song. Adam, what's going on?
So, Piani, you, the last time we saw you, you were not as drugged as you appeared to be. So you're more or less cogent. I mean, you got the first kind of hit of whatever it is they've been sedating you with, but they've left you alone in this room. And I think, if I remember correctly, it's like they've taken people out of the children's wing. And that's where you've been staying. So what do you want to do? You're still feeling pretty weak and kind of fucked up. Things are a little blurry, but...
Do I feel like I have any more strength than I did when I, crimped the...
Do you have a... You don't have the medicine skill, do you?
I seriously doubt it, but...
Yeah.
I suppose I should check. Negative. I don't even see medicine.
Or whatever it is. What do you use for medicine there,
Victor? Oh, tech medical?
Yeah.
I actually have a zero in it.
Oh, there you go. So you got some first aid. Make a intelligence based tech medical check there.
Okay. Intelligence based. I think I'm at. That's still a zero. Okay. That would just be a 2d6 then. 9.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Intravenous stuff is like. Pretty fast acting, so even if you're not feeling the effects yet, you will be pretty quickly. So you can kind of hold off and give it some time. If you're in a big hurry to get up and run around, I wouldn't suggest.
No, I'm. But... I guess more or less, I want to know I suspect that this IV is actually suppressing me rather than actually helping me, like they say. So, do I feel based off of that role that I'm correct?
You don't know, all the labels on everything, it's not like they're hiding what they're putting in you, but you can't read it, because it's in Hebrew. But, yeah, I mean, that's a reasonable suspicion to have. It is definitely a thing that is possible.
Then I will continue to play like I am still the weak. I mean, if I am still weak, obviously I am, but, I will play it up.
I mean, the thing is, they'll readminister after a while, right? They'll come back, so you have a window of maybe a few hours before they come to check on you or to readminister drugs. So, I mean, you can wheel yourself around. You might be able to.
Then I'm gonna wheel.
Fuck yeah! Where you want to go?
I guess out the door is a good first option for me to take.
Okay. All right.
How about Piani wheels up to the door, and then opens it, close it.
Okay, so you wheel up to the door. You go to pull it, and it's actually mag locked shut.
Oh.
But I mean, you're Piani pick. You know your way around a mag lock.
That's right. Let's do whatever we can to try to break that shit.
Okay. All right. So what are you gonna do? It's pretty primitive, right? Because it's several hundred years older than the tech you're used to working with, which is both an advantage in that it's primitive, but a disadvantage in that you can't just computer your way through it.
But it would still fall under security.
Yeah, totally.
That I would just—I'll make a security roll.
Yeah, you want to just try to pop the faceplate off and rewire. You're gonna hotwire that thing.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Totally. Yep.
8.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. No problem. You don't get the impression that this is a secure facility or whatever. It's a straight up regular ass hospital. So you managed to just pop the faceplate off and pop the wires, and the door just. You hear the metal lock just crack open. You can push the door.
All right. So I don't want to necessarily shoot the door open. I want to kind of peek outside first.
Okay. You see a long hallway that terminates in a set of kind of dull greenish swinging doors. There are several doors along either side of the hallway.
So there's a dead end and then the solid set of doors? Or
you're at one end of the hall. There's the double doors at the other end, and there's some other doors kind of in the corridor.
Okay, I would like to wheel myself out, and then maybe peek in some of the other doors to try to see if my crew is there.
Okay, so this hallway, as you go, you kind of have to lift yourself up in the wheelchair and peek through the door, and you find you're after a few doors, you're sweating really profusely and kind of your arms are shaky, it's hard just to lift your body weight. But yeah, the whole wing just seems empty. There's nobody here. It's either, they've either turned the lights off on purpose in the wing, or it's just nighttime, so we're on a night light cycle.
Well, despite the fatigue, I would like to at least try to roll down to the green doors and see what's beyond them.
Okay, sure. So yeah, you roll down that way, and you go to push the door open, and you hear footsteps on the other side, like just as you push it open.
All right. I will like kind of wheel back against the wall just to wait to see if they're going to come through the door.
Okay, so you wheel back and you see someone walk by the the windows of the door. They walk past you.
Is it anyone I recognize that I've seen before?
Their face is your vision's a little blurry. It's a man. He's dressed in the same kind of scrubs you've seen everybody but Dr. Abramowitz wearing. So maybe you recognize him, but maybe you're just mistaking him for another orderly you've seen before.
Okay. And did he go left or right?
You're looking at the door straight on. He went from your left to your right.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to go through the doors anyway.
Okay. How long do you want to wait, or do you just want to go out behind?
I'll wait a minute.
Okay. So you let him walk by.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, let him walk by until I don't hear footsteps audibly anymore.
And you're trying to do this quietly, or are you just going to go out in the hall?
I mean, again, I don't, push the door open, but sort of peek.
Okay. Make a stealth roll. We'll see how stealthy you are.
Oh, God. I've had too many successful rolls. I'm thinking this is the bad one. Fuck yeah.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, so, wheelchair stealth mode. You just, cruise out into the hallway. So you're at a T intersection. The door is here. The hallway goes this way. There's a sign ahead of you with a whole bunch of different arrows pointing in either direction. Signage is in Hebrew. You don't understand any of it. But one of the signs, you definitely know. You see the little stick man, stick woman, washroom figure goes this way. And then there's another one that's a little man in kind of a rounded square box that goes the other way. The rest of them don't have symbols.
So I would like to go the rounded square box way, and I think that as Piani continues to approach, that one thing I'm keeping in mind is that if I can find a computer terminal anywhere, then I'd like to try to access it.
Sure. Okay. So you wheel your way down that hallway, passing some other doors. The impression you're getting is that, I don't know, you kind of grew up in the streets, though, so maybe you've never really been in, a proper hospital before. I don't know. Have you? Is that a thing? And you've seen hospitals on TV, I guess.
Yeah. I would say that at least the core concept of a hospital is not lost on Piani.
Totally.
But this is sort of fulfilling. If it's hitting all the stereotypes, then I'm just
Well, you've been in Mandarinate medical facilities before, but those are different and a lot more kind of work camp, triage centers for minors that have had their arms and legs blown off by explosions.
I would say that regardless of what my experiences have been, there's still a sense of uneasiness that.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it's empty. There's no one on this floor except that one guy you saw walk by, and it feels like it's been abandoned or quarantined or something. You push down the hallway and you come into what looks like a lobby. There's on the left. There's a row of metal, aluminum and plastic, waiting chairs. On the right, there's a laminate, desk with a big gray box sitting on top of it. And you can see what is definitely an elevator straight ahead of you.
I want to investigate the gray box.
Okay, so you wheel around the desk. When you get around, you realize it's some kind of primitive computer. It's a big gray plastic box with a black kind of bubble shaped screen on the front, and sitting in front of it there's some kind of input device. It looks like a keyboard, but all the characters look weird to you. And then this is the weird one. There's a roundish plastic lozenge with a cord that comes off of it that goes under the desk.
I mean, I don't have any. Do I look at this thing like a what is this kid's toy, or do I? I mean, can I use what computation skills I have?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can figure out that it's a computer of some kind, but Yeah, it's definitely either old or super weird, and also designed for people super who speak weird. a language you don't.
Well, I would at least like to tinker it to see if there's any way to maybe change it to a language that I
understand. Okay, so you take a look at the, you want to look at the, like, actual computer, like, look at the tower or whatever?
Yeah.
All right,
I feel like Reed's playing out the intro to Metal Gear Solid 5 right now with Snake in a fucking wheelchair, just rolling around.
Yeah, you hear someone coming, pull a cardboard box
over. Yeah, he's going to pull a cardboard box over his head.
Phantom Pianis.
So, yeah, you get down there, and... yeah, the computers, the operating system is designed for, like, a language you don't understand, but the computers were designed in a system that uses English as its primary language. So you might be able to, if you make a computer check, you might be able to boot it up into some kind of service mode that's in English. The BIOS is probably in English.
Okay. I would definitely like to do that.
Okay, cool. Let's say it'll be fairly easy. Difficulty 6 computer check.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead.
Come on, Piani.
Yes!
Yeah, so with a little toggling, like, the computer still has power. You, like, hold, I don't know, I was going to say F5, but it's probably like a Hebrew character. You hold down something on the keyboard. L'chaim, you get your operating system. It's really basic, but you can access some of the functions of the system using it.
I mean, my two core priorities are A, finding out where the hell I am, and B, finding the rest of the crew. Okay. So that's what I would like to.
So the first is easy. The computer, this particular terminal is registered as one of, say, a dozen terminals in this, like, wing of the hospital. It's a property of the... see, the Homeland Federation. You're in a Homeland Federation facility hospital in a city on the planet Elohaba, but you can't access, like, patient records or anything from the BIOS.
So, can I access employee records to try to find out how many people are here?
Yeah, sure. You could do some hacker shit. You can get your hacker on and make a computer check. We'll just hand wave the details.
All right.
See what you can come
every
up with.
Single time I got another roll, it's getting, oh my god, yes.
Okay, so there's a sector. If this were like a bad 90s movie, it would all be in this weird visual, like, Linux thing and be flying around in boxes, but it's not. You just have a command line, so you're doing a lot of, like, /patients, whatever. And yeah, there's a sector of code you can't access. Part of the internal system is being used by another, like, the system resources are being used by another terminal and can't be accessed. That's all, like, you know, locked out. The hospital is in shutdown mode, basically. There isn't really anybody here. It looks like it's been closed.
Okay, so at this point, I kind of divert my attention to, like, trying to find the crew. So if I can access, is there any sort of closed circuit on the planet? Closed circuit television that I could access?
Yeah, actually, so this is perfect. So you do a little more loud clacking, and we get some more green text on the CRT, and then some grainy, like, you know, a familiar sight to anyone who knows anything about Piani. It's Piani crouched in front of an array of CRT, like, grainy security photos, CCTV, and in one of them, and maybe this is the one we, like, zoom in on, in one of them you see an overhead shot of what looks like a corporate boardroom, but the table is covered in food, and currently you see Victor, like, stuffing food in his face, and Higgs and Sigurian talking, and so we, like, zoom in on the screen, and the grain goes away, and it goes from black and white to color, and we get audio on the three of you. So what do you
just
do?
So you know, Piani's, like, furious. Right? Like, she is totally believing that these three fucked her.
The subtitle is, like, Irish Intensifies.
Irish Intensifies.
All right, so the three of you are in the room. This guy hasn't come back yet. What do you want to do?
I'm just kind of... I just speak up. I, like, set the bourbon down. I'm like, so what'd you guys tell him?
I haven't told him anything. He's asked for us to speak to Piani to get him on board the ship, and if we do, he will get us out of here.
Oh, I already made that deal. Anything else happen?
They beat the shit out of Dr. Kovacs.
Well,
I just said a smile. I'm missing a couple teeth.
I'm just like, well, it's not the... Sorry that happened to you, Mr. Kovacs, but every once in a while, a man should get the shit kicked out of him. That's what I say.
Do we know who these people are?
Nope, not a fucking clue. They're not from this this planet, at least the person I've been talking to. I don't know who you guys have been talking to. They seem
not
to
a lot
be...
of talking.
Yeah. I did a lot of talking, and then I ate and drank for about 3 weeks now. It's been kind of luxurious, actually. It's a nice vacation from space.
Yeah.
And I just kind of like sit there and take another long drag and look out the window.
That like, sounds nice.
So I think Piani's going to die in like 3 weeks. You guys care? You guys worry about
well,
that?
Well, she hasn't been getting her drugs. So, yeah, her MES is probably progressing. Is that what this is? Do I know what this is?
I mean, you only know what Higgs told you, right? That she's dead in 3 weeks. And yeah, like, so if someone goes off their MES meds, generally, there's lots of different things that could happen, right? Like cellular degradation, and then they just die. Like brain cancer might be a thing that happens. But also it can go all like Tetsuo on you, and you could turn into a like crazy, yeah, everything explodes kind of psychic. So
yeah,
it's really dangerous to not keep your MES under control.
Yeah.
So who knows?
So, wait, are we just... And, like, this servant is still here, right?
Yep. Yeah.
He's right there. You need something? It's, sir, can you please go fetch us some croutons?
I need to look up how to say fuck you in Hebrew.
I turn to him and I say...
Start going like that.
I say, okay, Higgs, just hang on. Listen, I could really use, like, a couple hot towels... Like soaked in hot water, it'd be really nice to clean up.
Gentlemen, and
put a compress on my bruises. Do you think you can handle that for me, please?
We need to get Piani her medication so she doesn't die.
Ah, she's not gonna just die. People don't just die. Sicarian,
we've
you
got
know that.
We've got 3 weeks, Sicarian. We'll be fine.
We got all the time in the world. Eat this turkey, man. It's delicious. They took all that shit that makes you sleepy too, so you just—it's the future, man. Just eat it. I've already made the plans. We're all good. I'll get us inside the ship. They'll free Piani, and we'll be off this planet in no time.
You say so.
And for fuck's sake, Kovacs, go clean your goddamn hands. You still got blood under your nails.
I'm trying to see if I know any, like, code language that I could talk without being understood by
me. Well, I mean, if you rev up your ancient Shindalia, no one would understand you. So
yeah, I know. Now, that would be really useful. Like, culture spacer or culture traveler doesn't necessarily let me, like, talk in coded language, does it?
No. I mean, spacers can't is kind of a good idea. You might be able, like, if you could really roll well on something like that, you could impart a message in, like, secret spacer language.
Yeah. I mean...
Sure.
Is Higgs also a spacer?
Higgs, does anyone else have culture spacer? I think they just have criminal.
I have culture world at zero, culture criminal, and that's up.
Okay.
Damn it. Yeah, okay, never mind.
You all have your own subcodes.
Yeah, exactly.
You speak druidic, and they speak thieves' cant.
Yeah. I just come out and say it, and I say, you know, Higgs, I don't feel too kindly towards these folks. I don't feel like they should get what they want.
Well, you got beat up. I don't expect you to think anything other than that. I think there's not much you can do, really. You should just eat this turkey, drink this liquor, and have as best a time as you can after whatever the fuck you were doing and whatever the fuck you were.
I sort of put my head in my hands a little bit, and then I put my hands down, and I look up, and I look Higgs in the eye, and I say, yeah. Yeah. And I
What's
grab
the... What's
the
worst that can happen? If they poison the food, we already be dead. This servant's not going to kill anyone. Look at him, and I just look back at him.
I grab the decanter, and I pour a big glass, and I hand it to Higgs, and I pour myself a big glass, and I just start, like, you know... I start drinking.
So getting turned up?
Yeah.
For what, though?
Yeah. That's later when someone tells him to turn down.
Yep. Higgs, do you take the glass from me?
I take the glass from you, and then I'm just kind of like, you want a cheers? Is that what this is?
Yeah. I think it's important to, celebrate our reunion.
Why don't we wait till we're fully reunionized with our full partner?
Reunion.
And I just said, well, Higgs, it seems like they're, the alcohol is here now and Piani is not here right now. And I'm just sort of like saying,
is
that
this how you
camera.
Get a girl to sleep with you? Has this worked in the past? You just say, drink all this liquor and it'll be, what are you, why Higgs, am I drinking this?
We're drinking so we can be merry. Don't you want to be merry, Higgs?
Where I come, you don't drink it. You just sit here. I go and grab a glass. I'm like, take this glass. And I put the glass in the hand. I say, you hold it like this, and I put it like as if it was cupping it like a goblet. I'm like, now swish that around and smell it a bunch and make sure people think you look all fucking fine and exquisite and swish it some more and take a little sip.
Show me again, Higgs.
I start going like this and just circle it around my hand.
Yeah, and once you've circled it in a little bit, what do you do?
You hold it up and if you catch the light, you can look through the liquor. If you see any sediment, then you don't drink that shit because you know it's bad. That's my plan.
Okay. Yeah. But there's no sediment in this.
I've not seen any, no. I'm not.
So you could drink it.
Yeah, but I'm not going to. You can't twirl. Look at this fucking goblet. I look over at the servant. What's he doing, by the way?
He is checking his phone. He's looking at his phone and looks up at you.
It's Facebook.
Yeah, he's totally checking his Facebook.
I look at the phone. Okay. And then I look to Sicarian, and then I just take a sip.
All right, Mr. S, your response to this subtle innuendo?
He's like completely thrown off by this whole routine. He's like, this turkey is quite good,
isn't it? Though. They must be growing some turkeys out back or something. I've never had a turkey quite like that.
I am concerned for Miss Piani. You say she's taken care of. Shouldn't we have her join us here?
Whatever the guy's name is, he never gave me his name. He said that she's not doing the best right now, but she's in recovery and we'll be able to see her soon, is what I was told.
Well, before you make too many hasty decisions with the negotiations, we should make sure she's okay. That's part of the deal, right?
Of course. Of course, it was part of the deal that you all are all fine and proper and alive, and that's the deal. I was gonna like stare back outside and swig around the glass.
I mutter, that's a good deal.
It was the best I could do at the time with what I was having.
Yeah, you had it really tough here, Higgs.
Yeah, I've seen some harder days, but you know, I dealt with it.
So the door opens, I think, at this point. Having given you sufficient time to get reacquainted, your captor returns. For Sicarian and Kovacs, you saw him a little while ago. Higgs, you saw him a few minutes ago. He looks a little more disheveled than the last time you saw him. It looks like he hasn't changed his clothes in a while. He smells like smoke. And he comes in and seems like he's like trying to keep himself together. He says, so you've had some time to get reacquainted now? Are we good on this? And he looks at Higgs.
Yeah, are you good on your... Oh, God, this turkey. Are you good on your end of the deal?
He's like, sorry, the turkey's a little dry. We didn't get time to brine it first.
Yeah, I've heard... Someone told me about brining before we were on this trip. You take water and salt, and then you... Before it cooks... And I just, like, go into the full process.
Sure, and he listens. He's like, look, I need to get out of here. But hey, if you're willing to cooperate, I'm willing to cooperate. Let's get this thing done. I have a message out to my superiors. The message is waiting at Taxila for approval. And once I've got that approved, I can give you the money I promised you. you give me the parts that I need from your ship, and you are on your way.
Yeah, can we talk with the missus? Is she? Did you see to that at all?
He says, well, that's the thing. While I was away, she's taking a turn for the worse, Mr. Higgins, and well, we have a team on it, but we don't know if she's gonna pull through.
Well, I thought you said 3 weeks. What happened?
These things, if we had a proper medical facility, but he kind of gestures helplessly. But on this planet, well, there just might not be anything we can do for her.
If we don't have much time with her, then I would like to see her before she goes.
He kind of like pulls on his collar a little bit and like fixes his jacket and looks over at you, and you can tell right away that he's like way more comfortable lying to Higgins than he is lying to you. Mm-hmm. And he says, he looks at you and he says, she's being operated on as we speak. I'm sorry, there isn't anything we can do. I can take you to watch the operation if you like, but it may be over by the time we get there.
If that's the best you can do, I'd love to see that. I used to take quite the fascination. They had it on television where I come from.
Perhaps a video feed?
He says, sure. Let me get a terminal.
At this point, I've walked over to the window once again, and I'm staring out more somber. At this point, I'm just like, well, I guess she'll never know how I really feel about her. And I just like take a big drink.
Okay, so he leaves again. He says something to the servant before he leaves, in Hebrew, and then walks out. So Piani, we pull back from the monitor. You've been watching this whole thing. You see the three of them talking to some guy, and what are you gonna do?
Immediately pull up the schematics to try to find out where these assholes are.
Okay. All right, so you want to try to figure out like what room they're in?
Yeah. I mean, if I got into the CCTV feed, yeah. It must be labeled in some way,
It's going to take you a little while cuz you're doing like essentially like sort of sight reading, right? Where you're like, okay, this kind of squiggly arm thing and then like a X with a little squiggle on it and trying to match up the two names versus a directory listing. So make a, let's see how fast, it's not about when you can do it, it's how fast you can do it. So make a,
okay.
I'm going to say like a semantics check, but there's no such thing as that. I think probably just straight intelligence unless you have some kind of like linguistic training, which I don't think.
No, I don't. It just
yeah. Yeah, just make a...
Damn, dude! 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8!
You're slightly above average on every roll you make. Okay, so it's going to take you a little bit. So in the meantime, you're like, you know, crunched down and you're lit up by this CRT. And you hear footsteps coming from the stairwell, from the like emergency stairwell. While you're like working. What do you want to do?
Hide under the desk.
Okay, so you want to just like, do you want to leave the monitor on, or do you want to like?
Was the monitor on when I got there?
No, it was off.
I'm gonna turn the monitor off.
Okay, make a stealth roll.
Okay. Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh yeah.
Okay.
So you fart.
So you throw yourself under the computer, like back down where you're fidgeting with the.
And then I'm like, trying to squeeze.
You reach up and you hear the door open, and you like pull your arm down, and the your wheelchair gets pushed back and like clatters against the wall, and you hear that like the squeal of like a radio getting like clicked on, and you hear booted footsteps, and someone comes over to the desk. You can see them just from like their shadow on the wall. And they lean over, and then you hear like the click again, and talking in Hebrew into their like shoulder mic or whatever. And then you hear the like booted footsteps as they walk around the counter, and they stop and they see the wheelchair, and they're standing between the wheelchair and the monitor, and you're seeing them from like the belt down, and you can see their gun holstered on their hip, and if you just like reach out, you could probably grab it.
If you don't roll the same.
I'm gonna fucking do it.
Yeah, you wanna try and grab it?
Fuck right. Yeah.
So let's roll initiative to see if you can actually I'm gonna make a save for this guy, to see, and then I'll let you make a grab for it. So let's go. I'll make a mental effect save. That'll probably be reasonable for this dude. So he needs a 14 or better. No. All right, so he doesn't. You get your hand on the gun before he can react. But as soon as he feels your hand on the gun, then you can roll initiative. But you have your hand, like on it. You just need to undo the snap and pull it.
Okay.
So D8 plus your dexterity modifier, if you have one. All right, so ties go to the player. So
yes,
all right.
Fucking so what do you, yes, the player.
What do you do? So you grab it. You hear him say, like, essentially, "What the hell?" in Hebrew, and try to pull away and put his hand on your hand to, like, stop you from taking the gun. But you're faster than him. What do you want to do?
I'm gonna pull the gun and shoot him in the nuts.